Today is April 13th, 2016, and it's lesson number 465 called Classical Twist on the Side with an Advance Opening. I always laugh at these titles. It's like, so whatever that means. But it is, I mentioned in the email, we're working with some rotation. So go ahead and begin on your back. Your legs are long, your arms are down by your side. And if you would, please bring into your awareness those four points, the four dots, the two shoulder blades, the two dots of the pelvis, just kind of reminding yourself of where we left off, bringing those four points or dots into your awareness, sensing them on your backside. And then I had you give them a color. And then you connected the dots, which makes a rectangle. And it's just always interesting to see if the rectangle is really a rectangle or one shoulder's higher. You know, is it askewed? Without correcting or changing anything, you're just noticing, witnessing how you are today. And then creating the diagonals for yourself, going from the right shoulder to the left buttocks, and then the left shoulder to the right buttocks. And how are those two diagonal lines today? Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Really sensing the quality of rolling your head today. So if there's any tension or stiffness, really become aware of that, because this lesson's really going to help any kind of upper back, cervical, neck tension. Okay, so you're going to roll onto your right side. So stick your right arm out on the floor long, and then roll over to your right side. Bend your knees. We've done several lessons on the side, so that's it. You're kind of in this semi-fetal position. Finding a way for your head to be comfortable since your right arm is straight out in front of you. So your head is resting on the floor, right? There's a place that your head can make contact. Your neck does not make contact, right? And that's okay. And the left arm is now resting along your side. So really make sure that your line on your side, that you're not rolled back and you're not rolled forward. Okay? So some of you need to, that's it, figure out being directly on your side. There you go. So with your left arm resting along your left side, you're going to bring your attention to your left shoulder, okay? The upper part, the shoulder blade, where that dot is. And you're going to start to take that shoulder blade backwards and then bring it back to where you started, which I'm going to call neutral. So it's not the arm going backwards, but it's the shoulder blade. So use your dot as a reference, right? So it's like you're taking that dot backwards, right? So it goes back, and then it comes back to the beginning. Nice, Corinne. That's it, Mary. And you start to notice maybe a slight roll with your head, right? As if your head would want to roll a little bit, right? So just notice that. And it's fine to let that happen. But again, your focus is the shoulder blade. The arm stays resting on your left side, and you're taking the shoulder blade back behind you as if that dot starts to approach the floor, right? That's another way of thinking of it. And then you come back to the beginning. Now, as you continue to do this movement, allow your head to roll a little bit more, and your eyes, as if your eyes were going to follow looking towards the ceiling. And just see how that is. So the movement gets a little bit larger. And again, if you can think of the movement as if the dot of that left shoulder blade is approaching the floor behind you. You guys are doing marvelous today. So notice now as you're doing this, right, what's happening with your spine. Can you feel and sense that your spine is twisting and rotating? And the rotation kind of stops somewhere in the vicinity where the two diagonals cross, maybe a little bit below it. Right, so you got those two diagonal lines, and I know this is like a mind stretch because you're on your side, and can you remember those diagonal lines? And as you rotate, it'll be a little bit below the midpoint where they intersect, that the rotation goes all the way down there. And what's interesting is to notice how these thoughts and images affect your movement. Beautiful. Okay, bring yourself over to your side, and you can even bring the left arm in front of you, and you're just going to pause and rest on your side. Okay, let's bring your left arm back down along your left side. And you're going to turn your face, your head, roll your head so your face is orientated towards the ceiling. But still keep your left arm along your left side. So you're looking up at the ceiling, right? So your chin and your forehead and your nose are directly towards the ceiling. Okay, and try to, okay, so good. So now what you're going to do is you're going to roll your head back towards the right, but as you do, you take the shoulder blade further back to the left. That's it, Mary. That's it, Lynn. And then you bring your face back to the ceiling and the shoulder comes towards your chin. That's it, Marlene. And then roll your head to the right and take the shoulder blade back to the left. Beautiful, Mary. Corinne, bring your shoulder back when you bring your face back. Nope. So bring, yes. Think of your chin and shoulder touching right now. And now roll your head, and that's it. But then instead of them being separate, coordinated, there you go, together. That's it. So as the shoulder goes, that's it, back, you roll your face to the right. And as you bring your head back to the ceiling, you bring your shoulder back towards your chin. Beautiful, you guys. Good. Now come all the way back over to the right side to pause. The left arm staying on your left side. And let's go back to the first movement. So this is the beginning point, and you start to take that left shoulder blade back, the left dot, letting the head and face roll, is a little smoother and easier. Maybe you're starting to bring that left shoulder blade the left dot, quite close to the floor. Not forcing it, it doesn't need to force to touch, just in your awareness, you're realizing, wow, that's coming closer to the floor now. So you increased your ability to rotate. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay, and why don't we let that all go, roll onto your backs from here, and rest on your back. And as soon as you're on your back with your legs long, your arms down by your side, pull into your awareness the four dots, the diagonals, the rectangle. So is there something now different about the left dot, the way that it's maybe resting on the floor? It may be even changed in size. It's more prominent, you know? Like somehow it sticks out more for you. So how does the left side feel compared to the right? And what is the diagonal like from your left shoulder to your right hip? Okay, so we're going to now go to line on your left side. So bring your left arm out. Roll onto your left side, and first just get organized so that your head can comfortably hang down, and there's a point of contact with your head because it's going to roll, right? And you're not behind your shoulder, you're not in front. So those of you that pull your left arm forward, scoot your shoulder blade back underneath you. The other way, Mary. So some of you start off in a rotation, okay? And you need to start off stacked. There. Okay? So, good. And then your right arm is resting along your side, right? And you're going to bring your attention to your right shoulder blade and your right dot. And it's going to start to go backwards. So we're just doing one movement now. Not the head, right? You're just going to start with the shoulder. Easy breezy, guys. Yeah, so don't hurry it. And the arm doesn't move at all. Your arm stays along your side. And then you bring the shoulder back to the starting part. So if you start too far back, you can't go back anymore. So start.
My neck can't take that.
Yeah, okay, so right there. And let me get something for you, because your situation's different. Here, Miss Jane, you get to have this because, yeah, your situation is different. So now you can do that. There you go. Yes. Sorry I didn't get on top of that a little bit sooner for you. That's it. Not much better. So you just start with the shoulder, but now very slowly you introduce that your head can roll a little bit because you are sensing and feeling that that's what your head wants to do, right? Yeah. So you're noticing how that right dot comes closer to the floor behind you. The twisting of the spine. Again, can you become aware of the diagonal, let's say from the right shoulder blade to the left hip, and where the twisting bypasses the midline, the middle part? Your head's rolling on the floor, no lifting. Good. Just come back over now to the left side and let's pause for a moment. You can bring your right arm forward if you want. Just find a comfortable way to rest on your left side. Yeah, you're not comfortable. That's too much, isn't it? Okay, so bring your right arm once again resting on your side. And turn your face towards the ceiling now. Just a second. You're like Jane.
Yeah.
There. Okay. Now turn your face towards the ceiling. That's your starting point. Okay? Right there. So as you roll your head now to the left, the shoulder goes behind you. And then when you bring your face back towards the ceiling, your right shoulder comes forward. And then you roll your face to the left, and the right shoulder drops behind. And then you bring the shoulder towards your chin as your face returns to the ceiling. Right? That's it, Corinne. And remember, it's the shoulder moving as well as the ribs. Some of you are nicely turning the ribs, but your arm is just resting along your side. There's no bending of your elbow. The arm stays long. So if you find yourself bending the elbow, right, that means there's a shoulder issue for you. So take the shoulder blade back. That's it, Marlene. This one movement is so important for you because you want to bend in the elbow.
It's really
hard for me. I know. That's why I'm adding in this for you. Don't bend the elbow. The arm's a stick. So it's telling the shoulder blade to move, the clavicle to move, and the ribs, not your arm. That's it. Just do it a couple more times. You know, for some of you, this may feel super easy, and then there's a few of you that it's like totally rewiring and changing information in your brain, where you've been using your arm instead of your shoulder blade. Excellent. Okay, let's come back and pause on your side again for a moment. Let's just take a moment to pause and rest. And now let's bring your right arm down along your side again. Let's return to the movement that your face is still orientated to the left. And as you take the right shoulder blade back, your face rolls towards the ceiling. And just see if that shoulder blade starts to come closer to the floor. But Marlene, you're not allowed to bend the elbow. So the elbow doesn't come to the floor, the shoulder blade does.
There's something in here that won't let me twist
in. So go back over, nope, it's still in your shoulder.
No.
The lower,
that's
an illusion. Pay attention to your shoulder. Do everything you can right now to not let that the elbow's bending. That's it. And think of the chest opening. And as soon as the chest opens, the lower part will free up. Beautiful, you guys. Okay, let's roll onto your backs and let's rest. And let's see how the right dot is showing up. And then let's see how the diagonal from your right dot to your left hip is showing up. Okay, let's roll onto your right side again. Please bring the right arm straight out. When you get onto your right side, make sure you are on top of that shoulder. You're not rolled behind. Okay, you're really on your side. Excellent. Now, you're going to start by rolling your head so that your face is orientated towards the ceiling. Okay? So do that first. So your nose, chin, and eyes, that's it. And then you're going to bring, I'm not sure why you left your glasses on today. No glasses. You don't need to see. Not when you're doing a Feldenkrais lesson. Okay, your face, you're looking at the ceiling. You're going to take your left hand, the palm of your left hand, and place it on your forehead. We've done this before. Palm. So you open up the hand. You do not wrap the hand around the head and grip. Just place the palm so that you're going to roll the head. And not this way. This way. Not this way. This way. Okay? Got it? Okay. So start to very gently roll your head. Let's go to the left a little bit so that your left elbow starts to point out to the left side. Can you still feel the left shoulder blade sliding along your back? That dot is getting closer to the floor. And then you're going to start to roll your head back to the beginning, neutral, and then start to roll it over to the right. And as you do, the elbow lifts, the elbow comes up to the ceiling, and the elbow can even, like Lynn's doing so nicely, come all the way over to the right side. Right? So the elbow moves through space too, right? The whole arm. So the elbow, that's it, goes forward. That's it, Marlene. And then start to roll the head back to the left. The elbow comes back. The shoulder blade comes back. Keep rolling so that you start looking towards the left side of the room. Right? And you want the shoulder blade dot, it's got to touch first, not the elbow. Okay? So don't take the elbow to the floor. Shoulder blade comes first, then elbow. Beautiful. And then you go all the way over to the right again. And just notice now, again, the twisting of your spine. All of you have just naturally involved your pelvis, right? So there's a twist all the way down to the lumbar spine, and then the left hip moves a little bit backwards. The knees slide a little bit apart, right? They don't, no lifting, it's a sliding. Beautiful. And as you do this just a couple more times, paying attention to how you breathe, your breath and your breathing. Is there any place that you feel inhibited? Great. Come over to your right side. And we're going to again pause resting on your right side. So you just find a way that it feels like, okay, you're resting. You're not actively moving. And you're just going to take a pause here to rest on the right side. So Jane, go over to the right side and rest. Nope, not in your back, right side. Right side. Nope.
No. This way. Okay.
Isn't that your right side?
Yeah.
Rest.
So what are we doing now?
Rest.
Oh, okay.
Mary, bend your knees a little bit closer. Yeah. Yeah, not so straight. A little bit more. A little bit. Yeah, there you go. Okay. So this next movement's a little trickier. You're going to place your left arm down along your left side, okay? And you're going to bring your right hand to your forehead. Yeah, so find a way to bring the right hand up there, right? And you're going to now roll your head with your right hand. So as you roll your head to the left, right, then the right elbow will come up. And then you roll it back over to the right. And continue to think about, that's it, Jane, the movement being in the spine. Right? You begin the movement with your hand and your head rolls, but you feel your whole spine twists. We've got to figure out what to do so this doesn't keep falling out of you.
Is that like a credit card?
Yeah, I'm going to put it right here. Don't worry. Right in front of the door. I got it. Roll your head. Does that make you nervous?
No.
Okay. Or I'll put it by your head. Might feel too far away from you. So feel the rotation, but don't let your legs go over, Mary. No, you got to stay on your right side. Right? So you're creating a really, really big twist in your spine. You don't get to move the pelvis and take your pelvis onto your back. That's it. Good. So come back over to your right, to your resting position. Let's pause and rest again. And then this next time, you're going to bring both hands up to your forehead. And I'm going to let you decide. You can put one hand on top of the other. You can interlace your hands. So why don't you see what feels most comfortable? So your hands are on your forehead, right? And you're going to start to roll your forehead, your face towards the ceiling and to the left, and then come all the way back over to the right. Yeah, so I kind of like one hand on top of the other. It's easier. And again, make sure that you're allowing yourself to breathe. So if you find yourself holding your breath, that's the first level of an inhibition. So you roll as far as you can over towards the left, starting to look to the left, and then you roll back all the way to the right. Excellent. Okay, come all the way back to the right side to roll onto your back, and let's have you rest on your back again. And as soon as you get onto your back with your legs long, your arms long, is to notice how you sense that shoulder blade. Yeah, so it's right here. Yeah, I don't want you to feel nervous. It's like I moved the earrings and I wasn't so good about that. I better be careful with you. So what is showing up? How is that diagonal from the left shoulder blade to the right hip? How is the left shoulder blade now resting on the floor? It should just continually feel like it's sinking and sinking and sinking. You know, almost to a point like, gosh, could it get even more contact with the floor, and it keeps on bringing itself closer to the floor. You know, sometimes we don't even notice that it's far away from the floor until it starts making more and more contact, right? Like you think it's making contact, but it's really not.
Feels like the dot is here.
Oh, cool. Isn't that cool? She said, it feels like the dot's huge now. That's so awesome. It means in your brain and nervous system, all this new information is opening up. You're waking up things. Okay, So let's roll onto your left side. Bring the left arm out. Once you're on your left side, the first thing you're going to do is turn your head and face, orientating your face towards the ceiling. And then your right hand is going to come up. Right hand. Start with the right hand. And you're going to start to roll your head gently. Remember, the palm goes sideways. So as you start to roll to the right, you start with your face to the ceiling. So you're rolling from the ceiling to the right. That right elbow opens up. The armpit opens up. That right dot on the back side, the right shoulder blade is coming closer and closer to the floor. And again, your parameter is you're not allowed to let the elbow touch unless the shoulder blade touches first. This is really important. That's it. So you feel the twisting. And then you lift and bring the elbow back over to bring your face back to the ceiling. And you're feeling the twisting in the spine. This big twist. The knees slide slightly apart. No lifting, but they can slide because the right side of your pelvis is moving behind you. Excellent. Now, let's take it a little bit further, is that as you continue working with the right arm, you not only come to the ceiling, but roll your head to the left, right? So take your right elbow forward in front of you so that your face is to the left. That's it, Mary. Go slow. That's it, Corinne. Beautiful, Marlene. Right? You guys know the slower you go, the more profound the movement is, the changes. That's it. So come back to the left side. Let's pause and rest for a moment. And maybe just think for a moment as you're resting. It's like, so what's making things better? And I've said to you before in classes, time and time again, if you make one thing better, right, everything gets better. So it's just something to think about. Okay, so now the side that you're lying on, the left side, you're going to bring that hand to your forehead. Your right arm is just resting down along your right side. And you're going to use the left hand to roll your head to the right, twisting as much as you can to the right, and then coming back over to the left. So Jane, just the left hand. Put the right hand on your side. There you go. Beautiful. So how is that different? Excellent. Now the next time you come over to the left side, you're going to add your right hand. And I'm going to let you decide for yourself. One palm will be on top of the other. It is how you would like to do it. So both palms are on the forehead. And you're rolling your head from the left as much as you can towards the right and back over to the left. And when I say as far as you can go, that means you stay within the range of fluidity, ease, and where there's no inhibitions. So as soon as we start to push, we tense, we hold our breath, and it's no good anymore. So it's much better to just stay in the range where everything's good. That's it. And then you also see, as you continue this a few more times, if you feel any tension or tightness, can you pause at that moment and just somehow let it go? And then you can go a little further, right? Sometimes we have places of tension that are instructed subconsciously to be there but don't need to be there. And it's only through your awareness of recognizing it's there and then letting it go that change can occur. Otherwise, it will return again and again and again because it's subconscious. Beautiful. Okay, let's let all of that go. Let's return onto your back and rest again. Seeing how those two dots, points are showing up in your shoulder blades and then the pelvis, but I'm guessing that the dots for the shoulder blades are very prominent. Bigger, larger, lit up more, right? And the pelvic ones are still there, but right, they're kind of more in the background, right? And this is what's so fascinating about this work. We've drawn attention through your awareness and your movement to areas. So there's a certain wake up and aliveness there. And then noticing how those two points, the shoulder blades, feel, the contact they're making now, how the whole upper back is feeling. Okay, so we're gonna go back over to your, start on your right side. So go ahead and bring your right arm out, roll over onto your right side, and then once you're there, you're gonna roll your head to the center so that your face is towards the ceiling. So let's get that first, that's it. Okay, then you're gonna bring both of your hands, this time under your head. And I'm going to recommend you do interlace, so I don't want one hand on top of the other. And you're not behind your neck, you're behind your head, your skull. Okay, I don't want to see anybody's hands under your neck. So remember, your face is towards the ceiling. Lynn, that's it. So your elbows are going to be like a hammock, slightly folded, not that much, Corinne, just there, like a hammock. Mary, you're perfect. Marlene, fold your elbows a little bit more. So lift the left elbow a little. Yes, so the elbows are not on the floor. So Jane, your hands are interlaced behind your head. There you go. Okay, face has got to be towards the ceiling. And you're gently going to lift your head, directing your forehead and your nose and your eyes to your left hip. And then you go down, and I want you to pause and count to two before you lift again. I do not, this is not sit-ups, so let your head come all the way back down. Count to two before you lift again. Then as you lift as you exhale so you can feel the fold of your ribs.
So exhale up?
Exhale out. Exhale. There's no up. There's just exhale there as you lift up. I mean, is that what you meant? Yes. And then you put your head back down, and as you count to two, you're inhaling. So up, let your head come all the way down and touch. Count to two, take a breath in, And then you lift again and exhale. Fold the ribs. Look down at that left hip. Really pay attention to your ribs folding, not pulling on your neck. So you're bending in your back. Okay, so Lynn and Mary, both of you guys are pulling like this on your head. There's no change with your chin and your chest. So you're folding here, not here. It's going to hurt your neck. Much better, Mary. Right? Just think that your head is floating through space. That's it. Okay. Let's come back. Pause. Roll all the way over onto your right side, and let's take a rest on your right side. Right side, the side we started on. So your right arm is straight out in front of you. The left arm can be out in front of you. You're resting on your right side, like you were sleeping in bed. And now let's bring your left palm back up to your forehead, and let's start to roll your head towards the ceiling, towards the left, and let's just see if the left shoulder blade dot continuously is coming closer to the floor, if not touching by now. And again, it's imperative that the shoulder blade dot has to touch first, not the elbow. The elbow can touch if the shoulder blade's down. Only then. But just feel, how did the last movement open up your rotation, right? So we did a totally different movement. We bended ourselves and you side bent. You did flexion, yet that improved the rotation. Beautiful. So, and maybe the next time that you roll to the left, you just roll and open yourself up and end up on your back. Bring the arms down by your side, straighten your legs, straighten yourself out, and rest on your back now. And again, how is the left dot, the left shoulder? Again, does the left shoulder blade continue? So come onto your back, Jane, and rest. Back, rest. Does that left dot and shoulder blade just continuously open up and get flatter and flatter? So now bring attention onto your front side. So hopefully what you're feeling on the front side is this bone that's called the clavicle. It goes from your sternum to your shoulder. That has just opened up, right? So when our shoulders are up scrunched in our neck and rolled forward, it's not only the shoulder blade not resting, but on the front side, that clavicle doesn't open up. That's called the clavicle. So just feel how that's more opened up. It's longer. Compare the right side to the left. And just see if the left side's a little longer and wider. Okay, let's roll on to your left side. Once you get over onto the left side, you're going to turn your face to the ceiling. Once your face is to the ceiling, you're going to interlace your hands behind your head. Please try to interlace your hands in the non-habitual way. Okay? The elbows are slightly bent up towards the ceiling. You start with your face towards the ceiling. You're going to start to lift your head. Remember, your chin, nose, and forehead is directed towards your right hip now. You're lifting from the shoulder blades. You're not pulling on your neck. And you exhale as you lift. You scrunch the ribs. It's through the ribs that the lift comes from. And then when you lower, you count to two and take a breath in before you lift again. You've got to take a full breath in so that you can exhale on the lift. So you bring the head down, you touch, you count to two. Beautiful, Mary. Beautiful, Jane. Beautiful, Lynn. Nice. Excellent. Okay. Let's come back onto your left side to pause for a minute. So all the way back onto the left side. That's it. Bring your right hand to your forehead. And we're going to start to roll your head again to open up to the right. Again, you're just looking to see if somehow that right shoulder blade now can open up more and more. Again, you don't let the elbow touch unless the shoulder blade touches. But this is also a great opportunity for you to sense the front side that I just talked about, the clavicle. So just the one hand, Corinne. Nope, just the right. Yeah. So feel on the front side. That was nice, Marlene. Right? You can open up. Right? Open up that chest part. Beautiful. And maybe the next time that you open up like that, you just end up rolling onto your back, straightening your legs and your arms and resting on your back now. And now noticing how is the right dot showing up. How is the right shoulder blade resting on the floor? How is the front side, the clavicle, how is that opened up? And then bring into your awareness the four dots. How those are feeling. And then let's just do one last movement here to kind of balance things, because you've done so much with your spine and the pelvis has been really quiet. So let's go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and then bring your knees up into your chest. Place your right hand below your right knee, left hand with left knee. Not under, below. Nope, don't hold hands. You're with the knees. Right hand with right knee. Marlene, right hand on the knee. No, hand. Yes. Let the knees be comfortably spread apart. Okay, so some of you just automatically go into so much tension. Let your knees spread apart, Corinne. Knees, yeah, like a baby. Okay, and just start to roll yourself, right? This is what we finished with a little while ago. A little bit to the left and right, right? That's it, Mary. Do you want, maybe would it be better if this hand is under here and lifts this a little bit? Like almost, can you think of like, yeah. How's that?
Oh, that's much better.
Yeah, even if you want to lift a little bit. Yeah, so you use that. Yes. How's that?
No, it's very much better.
Okay. And if you want to just straighten that leg, you can.
I would like it to bend.
Yeah. So maybe that's enough, and then, excellent. Okay. Come back onto your backs, straighten your legs, let's rest. So again, let's just take a moment now to notice the four points, the four dots. Notice the rectangle. Notice the diagonals. And then the new thing that I brought into your awareness today is the front side. So if it's possible where those clavicles are, you know, you might want to put some dots there. It's like if the dots from the back side had a laser line going to the front side, and then the dots show up on the front side. I'm turning you into puppets. Right, so that you feel how that is on the front side, how much more open, that those shoulders aren't curled forward, right? And then slowly and gently, let's have you roll your head a little bit to the right and left, feeling and noticing the quality now of rolling your head to each side. How nice and effortless that feels. Excellent. And then come back to center. And then taking your time, you're going to roll to a side, come to sitting, and then come to standing to observe how you feel in standing from this lesson.